Well, there are many things that are remarkable about St. Joseph, many things to emulate. But I think the most remarkable is that he was willing and open to hear the voice of the Lord. There's a line in the 95th Psalm that says, "Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts." And if you pray Liturgy of the Hours, you probably say that line every day. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. And what's remarkable about Joseph is not only did he hear the voice of the Lord, not only did he not harden his heart, but he had the courage and the fortitude to act on it and to do the will of God. And that's, as we all know, not easy at all. So imagine, if you will, this man who is betrothed to this young woman, Mary, and an angel comes in a dream. How easy would it be to dismiss that dream? How easy would it be to convince yourself that that really wasn't a message from God? How easy would it be to rationalize that away? And we all do that to a certain extent. But Joseph listened, he hardened not his heart, and he acted on it. We today have a challenge that is probably, maybe even, a little greater. Joseph had the opportunity to hear that voice, but we have so much noise in our culture and in our society that I wonder how often that voice goes unheard by each and every one of us, each and every day. So, as we find ourselves halfway through Lent this season, perhaps one of the things that would be good to do is to take some time every day, quiet time, the radio off, the TV off, maybe in adoration, maybe somewhere in your inner room at home as you pray, and just quietly listen and open your hearts to hear what God is saying, and then be open to that and act on that word. We can draw strength today as we approach the altar and receive our Lord in the Eucharist, that we may be, in some small way, like St. Joseph.